I'm Vin.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
And Chip and Vita.
And Rocky. This is Metallica. I Disappear. Mm-hmm. We haven't done Metallica in about 14 days.
Yep.
So I think Shorter Straw was the last Metallica song we did. That was all the way in New York at the Neo trip. So it's actually close to 3 weeks
ago. Wow.
So yeah.
We've been getting so much hate mail. Just kidding.
So yeah. I Disappear. This is newer Metallica. This is like post Black Album.
Oh.
Much newer Metallica.
Okay.
So we've been going back and forth between old Metallica and new mm-hmm. new Metallica. You're generally an old Metallica mm-hmm. person. Right? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is new Metallica, so I'm wondering. Probably shouldn't. Well, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to hear it was new Metallica anyway.
I'd probably, yeah, whether I like it or not.
Yeah. All right, let's all do right. it.
Ready?
I Disappear, let's go.
Whoops, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm all confused because, again, our upload failed, so we're going from the phone again. Okay, ready, Ben?
This is such a stressful.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what we're...
It's a theme song of me growing up, man.
Oh, really?
As soon as I belong, it's time to disappear.
Oh, wow.
And moved around all the time.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's true.
The second half of that song, like after the, I'm down. And then the little lead, the very, very simple lead part.
You like that too?
I loved it. I loved it.
How old were you when you first heard this?
I was in high school, about 15.
You were 15?
Yeah, this is like right at like the beginning of getting into metal and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. And this seems like a song that could be played like, you know, like some songs that you feel like, you'd have to be like a metal head to really appreciate that or understand that.
Yeah.
This kind of seems like one that more people in different genres could hear and like.
This one, I remember, was on the Mission Impossible soundtrack.
See? Yep.
And I remember, like, going...
Was it on the radio, too?
Well, it's on K-Rock.
Yeah.
Anything Metallica did is going to end up on K-Rock in New York. But I remember walking to... I guess it was like a I don't know if it was a competition or whatever, like the label or the movie. I don't know who controls it, but it was basically this and Limp Bizkit were the finalists for like the song, and the Limp Bizkit won. They had a song, I think it was called like Take a Look Around or something like that.
Oh, well, I want to hear that one.
And it beat out Metallica for like the theme song for Mission Impossible.
So angry.
Well, no.
Oh, it was for Mission Impossible. For some reason, I thought that you were saying, like, I don't know, for like a Grammy or something like that. Like,
well, no, at the time, Limp Bizkit was bigger than Metallica. For point.
You said, why does it look? It says Mission Impossible 2 on the thing.
Yeah, it's from. Well,
wait, I'm confused now. I'm totally confused.
I just noticed that, but what are you confused about?
I thought you said Limp Bizkit got the job.
Well, Limp Bizkit got the actual theme song. You know how there's a soundtrack?
Yeah.
So, the soundtrack has like multiple songs, but then they choose a specific song that's gonna be the theme song of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Limp Bizkit won over Metallica. So,
wow. It
says right here, from the motion picture MI2, but Metallica was...
Yeah.
I mean, it was on the record, but Limp Bizkit got the theme song thing.
Wow.
And I remember the guy in the radio, because this song was coming on. I like this song better than Limp Bizkit song, though.
Really?
But I don't know if it's because I like the little simple lead parts.
I want to hear the Limp Bizkit one.
Little simple lead, I love those a lot more. But of course, lyrically, I could relate to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I belong, do you bury me when I'm gone, I disappear. You know?
Jesus.
Because, it's not necessarily like literally dying. It's
no,
just...
I know. Like, it's like, does everybody just go on like I was never there, or do people miss me, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah. So, it was interesting growing up. That was crazy. It was tough. As a kid, I got used to it.
Yeah.
After a while, but initially it was extremely difficult. I had my old buddy Tyler Aldridge. Shout out to the big homie. I don't know if he's in. What
is
he's
he
doing
white?
Right, yeah, he's white.
Sounds white.
I was in Kennebunk.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Kennebunk Christian Academy. I don't even know if that's around anymore. But yeah, it's my buddy. That guy is my best friend. I love that dude. And then it was just like, we're moving. That's it.
How long?
Plus.
How long from when she would say we're moving till you were packing up?
Well, it depends. You know, I mean, it got to the point where
you guys weren't just in apartments either.
No, we were in a house.
Yeah, I know.
We were in a house.
That would make it more shocking.
Well, I mean, it didn't really. There's no difference to me between living in a house or living in an apartment. There's no difference. It was just. You know, I had these friends, and then boom, they were gone. I remember one time we were moving from Florida to New York, and I remember my older brother had a really difficult time with that because he was in his acting crew, and all of them were really, really serious, and they had this like crazy bond with each other. They it was like, you know.
How old is he?
15, 16,
oh,
I think.
So frustrating, because you're like, technically he could emancipate himself, but it's like...
Well, see, my brother would have never done that, because right. he had to look out for us, because, right. you know...
That's true.
God bless my mother, but, I mean, you know, we didn't have a real consistent male
right.
presence in the family, and my brother took that role in the family system, so
yeah.
he was never gonna... And I remember there, my brother would be like pleading with my mom, like, "You, let's stay here. We can work it out. I'm working," because he would work and all
wow.
that. And she just, that was my mom's mentality. It was like, it's the state. That's the problem. So we need to move. You know, like we went from Maine, like all these, like Maine to Florida, then moved a bunch in Florida, then from Florida to New Jersey, and then you know, so it was just.
I feel like if I let myself, I could be like that. But I don't know, and I think I would miss home.
You wouldn't be like that.
Well, I mean, like, as far as, like, okay, if I just get a new location, I'll be okay.
You're not about that life. No.
But then I would miss my home, I think.
Yeah. But I remember it was hard for him. It was very, very difficult.
Yeah, because the thing is, that was when you went from Florida to Maine?
No, we went from Maine to Florida.
No, where was his crew?
Maine to Florida was most difficult for me. Florida to New Jersey to New York was most difficult for my brother. So.
You would have thought you could have found a crew. That was successful. You would have thought that, sorry, we're uploading.
He could have found an acting crew?
Yeah, in New York.
In the Bronx?
Oh, no. Yeah, Bronx. I forgot you were in the Bronx.
He was completely alone.
Oh.
Because he, but it's, you know, it's one of the reasons why he was never in the situations I was in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was pretty much a wallflower. He stayed to himself and he was fine. But he was sad. He was really, really sad. He was really, really sad. His best time was in Florida. He was the most vibrant. He'd found himself. In his acting crew, he had his best friend Mike or whatever. And that's all. And you'd hear him all night in his room. Like.
Practicing.
Saying his line. Yeah, it was scary.
What?
If you didn't know what was going on, it was scary because he's just talking to himself.
Oh.
And he's saying all these different, but like, you know, they were really, really dedicated, their whole crew. And, you know, going to see his shows and stuff, you know, and I'd show up at the school, they'd be like, "Are you Junior's brother?" I'm like,
oh, because you weren't anything like him?
Well, it was just, he was, you know, he was good. They were good.
Yeah.
So it was like, are you Junior's brother? Of course, me, I'm like, I'm Vin. What are you talking about? I don't know who this Junior fella is.
Oh my gosh.
But it's Vincent. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, yeah, it was, you know, it was just, you know. I have a strong name, you know.
Yeah.
Here, but no.
Legend, huh? Here, legendary but, shit right there.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know, here we are. Here we are! So, yeah, that move was extremely difficult for my brother. Extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
He was really sad. He fell into depression for a while.
Oh, that's too bad.
But then, you know, he found his crew. He found his tribe eventually in New York, but he found them. He had this church crew that he was rolling with. And then he started rolling with them. And he was good. He was good after that. And then I went crazy. So.
He's nice, your brother. Like
my older brother?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a good
friend. I was nervous like when I met him because I didn't want him to like think you had a really weird friend. But felt like I had all this pressure on me. You know how I am about pressure. But he was like really nice.
Oh, he's my older brother is literally the best. I'm talking about human being in our family.
Yeah, like you know, you would do these things like when he was there where you like would make me squirm because I'm white. I can't remember what you did. You did something. You said
yeah.
something. But he didn't throw in with you on it.
Yeah, and he's literally one of the best human
Somebody's going to really hate that line. It wasn't like, I don't know how to say that without it sounding really horrible. You were being playful with
people,
me, but
people
like...
People are going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, my older brother is like literally... I'm not saying it because he's... If you knew him and what he does, it's a no... Like... The stuff that he's into, like, they only take the top level.
I know, yeah.
He's literally, like, one of the best people in the world. So, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, he really sacrificed a lot of his childhood and teenagehood to make sure that we were all okay.
That's tough.
You know.
I always feel bad for kids that have to do that.
But as soon as I had a long time to disappear. But then, you know, it had very interesting... my younger brother didn't really feel it that much.
Moving?
Yeah. Because by the time we stopped moving, when we planted, we, you know, stood out in New York, and we kind of... He was kind of in this weird age to where he was around... I forgot how old we were when we moved down to New York in Maine. But basically, his friends could drive up and see him, and they were teenagers, and they you know...
Yeah.
You know, driving from New York to Maine is not really that big of a deal. And they didn't have any obligations, so they'd still see each other and chill and all that. And
yeah.
So it didn't really, it wasn't as traumatic and painful as it is from as it was for me and my
older brother. I can see that.
But it's interesting the effects it had on us, because it made my older brother more... it was hard for him to get into crews and belong, and he had to be recruited in, and you had to, like, people had to go over time, like, people had to go out of their way to get him involved in their whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas with me, otherwise he would just stay as a wallflower. Whereas mm-hmm. with me, it made me just go, I'll start my own crew.
Uh-huh.
You know, so then I wasn't worried about belonging, because it was my crew, and I set the, you know, I was the gatekeeper. I set what it meant to belong.
You're very good at doing that, too.
So that was the effect that the
movie... Not everybody can do that.
No. My brother didn't do it.
Right.
You know, it was just... there's no right or wrong. It was just... Everybody had different ways of handling it.
Yeah.
It's tough, like, when you feel that you have it, and then you're out all of a sudden. And there's no reason. Sometimes there was no rhyme or reason. It was just, get in the car, we're going here. Get in the car, we're moving here. Get in the car, we're moving here. You know, so yeah. It's just like...
I always wanted my parents to move. But maybe if it was like that, I wouldn't have liked it. But I just felt itchy and bored.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that, I mean, you know. But it also, like, made me, you know. I don't know, I guess it turned me into cold-blooded to some degree. Because I can be done with a person in literally a second. Mm-hmm. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
And I'll never speak to them again. And even if, like, they're in the same, you know, I'll emotionally move
mm-hmm.
from people. They're kind of like gonna die.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, I've seen you do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people I'll never do that with, but those are very, 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 very few and far between. Yeah. Those are very few and far between. Pretty much everything and everyone else is open season, so it's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird because you get way closer to people than I do. Like, I don't let myself get that close.
Yeah.
But yet I won't cut them off cold either.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using terms that other people have used, because I don't really think it's that cold-blooded. I just don't pretend. I think that...
I say cut them off cold, I mean, you can be done, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm done tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, but I just feel like
and
some...
And people always have, like, some way back in with me, like...
Yeah,
like, even the people that I'm, like, there's some people right now that I'm...
But are you ever really going to be there, be like you were, or are you going to be civil? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
civil, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, like, you know, if I saw somebody in the street, like, I wouldn't say, like, I wouldn't go after them.
But you're, like, you're different than me because...
I'm not gonna pretend that we're all good.
Yeah.
And that we're friends. Or even, it doesn't even mean that you have a conflict. That's the thing. It's like, it doesn't even necessarily mean I have a conflict with the person. It's just... The nature of the relationship has changed such that we're not friends like the way that we were before.
Yep.
And I don't feel the need
to... You don't sit around mourning about it.
I mean, you had it. It was great. And that's the thing. Like, I go all in when it's there. When it's there, hey, what a party. And when it's done, okay, boom. It's done. That's it. Kalas.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't see the point in, like, trying to, like, put these things on life support and drag them around and have all this unspoken stuff and all the rest of it. Like, why?
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't understand. You know, I was driving with somebody one time and we were having a conversation and I just said, well, no, I mean, we're not going to be hanging out and stuff. I mean, the nature of the relationship's changed. And they were like completely appalled. I'm like,
well, people don't say that. I was like, people say, hey, we gotta get together, let's set something up.
Yeah.
And like in your head, you're like, oh, it would be cool, but I know it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, it's not gonna happen. You know that the nature of the relationship is completely different. It's never gonna be the same way. Why pretend about it? Why be dishonest about it? So I said, no, we're not gonna be. I said, no, we're not gonna be hanging out and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not doing that. And it was this big 20-minute conversation. I was just confused by the whole thing. But, you know, but I think some of that probably has to do with growing up the way that I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. But back in the day, before you had the internet, I feel like a lot of this has to do with the internet. It's like, you know, back in the day, if you moved away from somebody, you know, it's like, let's say 30 years ago, if you moved away from somebody, that was it. Or even 100 years ago, no telephone, 150 years ago, no telephone. So you get a letter here and there, and then, you know, just life, you know, people like forget this.
Yeah.
So then when the relationship was done, it was done. Like, you enjoyed it, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
You get new friends. Like, but now, we've got all these ways to keep the thing on life support. Text me, Facebook me, Skype me. You know what I mean? It's like all this, you know, let's meet at this and this time. It's like, come on, bro. It's over. Like, it's done. Like,
it's very difficult, though, to... You're the only person that I've met that's like that.
What do you mean?
That just says, it's just done. It's over now. Let's just move forward. Like, that's too painful.
I mean, like I said, when people moved or something like that in the old days, like if you're going on the Oregon Trail, like, you know, I just think dynamics.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as, remember you said, like, you know, back in the day, like, you couldn't contact somebody 24/7 and say, give me updates where you are. I want to know what's going on. I mean, you know what I mean? There was no such thing. But now that we're used to that, now we feel like we need that.
Yeah.
So you remember saying that to me?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I do. I remember saying it.
So it's like that with, you know, with that sort of thing. People are used to still being able to keep those ties, so nothing has to be definitive.
No, I just think that people are just used to lying in their relationships.
Well, I don't know what fits.
Huh?
I don't know that they're necessarily saying, I know I'm not going to see this person, I'm going to say that.
No, it's not about seeing the person again, because, you know, I mean, most people and most friends are friends in the same town or whatever. But what I'm saying is, people are dishonest about the nature of the relationship. Sometimes the relationships are so acerbic, or people just grew apart, or people have different paradigms that just carry them to different places, you know, emotionally or economically, that the friendship's not going to be there anymore. It's done. Yeah. It's over. And they can't just be honest and say, you know what? You are too different of a person for us to be friends like the way that we were before. So I enjoyed the time that we had. You enjoyed the time you had with me. And that's it. Like, people are, you know, I think that that's the issue. It's like, people are not that level of honest with each other. So that's why I told the young lady. I said, you know, no.
Well, I remember.
We're not, no. I'm not going to be doing all that stuff with y'all.
No, I remember when you, it still shocks me to this moment.
Yeah, and I'm pretty good about, like, ascertaining, like, understanding people's, you know, going into the other person's universe. But that thing is weird to me.
That's weird and confusing to you, and it's weird and confusing to me.
What is
the way you can handle it like that.
I'm just growing up like this. I go to class, and, you know, my buddy's like, all right, what are we doing today? And I'm like, well, I don't know what we're doing, because we're moving, so I'm never going to see you guys again. And it was like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know, because you were the...
So, you know, maybe that's it, but I don't know. But, I mean, but I you know,
it was... Were they disillusioned after?
No, they weren't disillusioned because they didn't experience it a million times.
No, when you would leave, like, because they had... They were asking you, what are we going to do today?
I don't know what...
Because you don't know what happened with them after.
There I was gone. And I didn't see them on Twitter or Facebook, so I don't know if they're disillusioned. You know what they did? They moved on with their lives.
Eventually, yeah, but you don't know how it went.
You know what I mean? Like, people move...
Yeah, but you know how people are with you?
Nah.
They, like, center their... They... You just... You said... They said, what are we doing today? Well, what are they asking you?
Well, no. Friends do that all the time. I ask you that all the time. It's just... I'm not... There's
why are you ask me that in a friend thing?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Yeah. Are we watching a movie? What are we doing? There's no big, deep thing about that. Are we playing basketball? Are we going to go fight somebody? What are we doing? So, you know. Yeah, so, you know. I mean, I'm sure they had a little, well, that sucks. But they got over it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should. Like, was life supposed to stop because you moved? Or am I supposed to stop living because I moved? I mean, it just made me, like, appreciate the relationship when it was there, enjoy it when it was there, and then it's gone, it's gone.
Fair enough.
Everybody who loves is gonna die. Like, you know, and there's no, like, that you can't pretend about. That's why, you know, you use the term bury, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those types of separations are sort of like mini little, hey, people are gonna die, and you have to accept it, you know. There's that whole distraction, distraction theory of art. And all
yeah.
Stuff. Anyway, what do you give the song?
8.9.
Probably 8.5.
It is very repetitive.
8.5. Good, strong song. Very meaningful to me.
That's probably who gave it such a low score then.
I mean, it didn't go a lot of places lyrically.
Right.
But very meaningful to me. There you are. Vin out.
Sorry out.
Gone.